Spirit this moment. Why don't we just open our hands up, church, like this. Sign of the word we heard today about open hearts. Just open your hands. The priest prays. He has the Oron's position of open hands. Open your hands. Ask God to take from you anything that's not of God. But ask God to fill you with everything you need this week. Just for today. Just the daily bread. That's enough. Sustain us. Open your hands. Open your hearts. God might be God this day. Loving God, thank you so much for the gift of Eucharist today. Sustained by the word, sustained by the sacrament, we have new strength to walk these days of Advent that leads to joy and peace and grace and the greatest birthday ever known, your Son. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. And speaking of our children, I have a little niece who
we're trying to teach her to be more generous because she's an only child. And I noticed at Thanksgiving that she's getting more and more self-centered. It's all about her. And so this might be a nice way, this little giving saint this week, especially for our young people, to take one of these little tags and to go and buy a gift for someone in need and explain to your child why that's important. Yeah. A way that all of us can really participate in giving, because our kids get so many gifts and they get so many things, and they have to realize they have to give too. Amen?
Amen.
I'm just saying, but it might be a good suggestion for them. I do want to once again remind, I think all the tags are gone. That's a beautiful sign for the pastor. We're going to replenish that. I said we adopted a women's shelter that helps women who are in the midst of the tangle of domestic violence. And so we've adopted a woman and her children. She has 6 children. And so we're going to try to do right by that family to help them to have a good Christmas and to be safe from a predator who is hurting the mother and of this family. And so please support this effort. It's a great way, as I mentioned before, for us to be a giving church, and also to help us, we need to also find ways to make sure that no one is abused, no one is hurt, no one is victimized in any way. So it's a gift, but also we have to find ways to make sure people are safe in their own homes. Amen?
Amen.
Good idea?
Yes, yes.
I got a little bit of support there, but I think it's a great idea.
Amen.
If you think about it, we have to continue to realize that we too can give. And in no way disrespecting the beautiful gifts that happen here, but also we have to realize we have a lot of blessings here. I'm a blessed man.
Yes.
I've never been homeless. I've never been hungry. I eat well, okay? And so, and I'm blessed. We didn't have a lot of money, but I never experienced being cold, being homeless, or being hungry. I have no idea what it feels like in a row home in North Philly. So who am I to go by people on the streets of Philadelphia and go to Ruth Chris and Ocean Prime and other places and eat, and knowing that people are in need? There's something wrong with that. And so I'm just saying, for me, in my house, I have to be a better person. I also want to thank you for coming to Mass today. It's very important that we keep our Mass attendance good. If you call yourself a member, we have about 1,000 members of this church. Okay. But we have to also show up. If you're a member of St. Martin de Porres, it's important to connect with us and be part of the family. So I thank you for coming, but remind all those who don't come, we have to continue to be aware and be here. So thank you so much. Also, the Roman Chances are a very important fundraiser for our church. We have 30 books that need to be sold today. Today is the last day to buy them. So if you could, again, share your blessings, it helps our church. One of the things that keeps me up at night is heat, making sure the church is warm for Sunday Mass. And so this costs a lot of money to put this heat on. at 4 o'clock in the morning to make sure it's comfortable for you to have a place of worship that's warm on Sunday. So please support the fundraisers, the Roman Chances in the back of church. Let's make sure they're sold and taken by the end of Mass and returned as soon as possible. And finally, Mr. Edward Powell passed away. It's Monique and Karen's dad. You may have seen them bring him to church very kindly and beautifully and patiently, walking with their father. He passed away this past week. The funeral will be on Friday, 9 o'clock viewing, 11 o'clock will be the Mass. So let's wrap our arms around Monique and Karen, who are so good to so many people, and make sure they have all they need to make sure their dad has a beautiful home go. Amen?
Amen.
That's it. So that's why we stand now for our prayer and our going forth today. Amen? What a beautiful celebration today.
Yes.
Amen. A great way to give God praise and thanks this morning. To Sister Lynn Marie, who helped coordinate our Advent wreath, and all who were involved in it, thank you so much, gentlemen. As we light the first candle today, we want to just walk in the light of Jesus. No matter what darkness comes your way today, tomorrow, this week, Christ is our light. And I'm going to let it shine.
Amen.
You can't take my light from me.
Amen.
Nobody can. I've been to church today.
Yes.
I heard a word today.
Yes.
I had the body and blood of Jesus in me today.
Yes.
Get out of my way because I know where I'm going.
Amen.
Loving God, bless us today. Give us your strength to walk in the light, the beautiful light of Jesus, and know that the best is yet to come if I open up my heart.
Yes.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.